This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, he had an explosion game there in week one, and everyone thought, my God. I mean, the tweets and the memes of how did they let Kansas City get their hands on Xavier Worthy? It was just all over the place, you know? Okay. Now, that being said, after week one, he's done almost nothing, Matt. In weeks two and three, he saw 8 targets combined and 4 receptions. So a 50% completion rate, 17 yards in back-to-back games. So we're talking over a 2-game stretch. He's got 34 receiving yards. And quite frankly, I got to be honest with you, I don't even remember him making catches. There's nothing memorable about what he has done on the football field over the last 2 weeks. So I don't know, man. Like, what is going on here? Maybe we could have a bigger conversation about Kansas City. But specifically in regards to Xavier Worthy, it feels as if your prospect profile on him seems pretty bang on, where a guy can make some splash plays, but week in and week out, play by play, drive by drive, might not be the most reliable player.
Yeah, stop me if you've heard this story before, but I feel like the Chiefs need a real outside receiver.
God dang it.
Stop me if you've heard this story before. I do think the loss of Marquise Brown is kind of looming large right now. I know it's kind of
totally.
Yeah, because, I mean, they just have nothing in the intermediate area, and that's the problem with Xavier Worthy right now. Like, Xavier Worthy, this is very early in his NFL career. I'm not saying this is who he's going to be forever. But, yeah, he's, like, kind of a gadget player right now. He's not... First of all, he's just not big enough to win against press man coverage, and like I don't need to see another go route to Xavier Worthy against man coverage as an outside receiver again. And you look at his alignment data; he's run 69% of his routes from the outside. He's run about 31% of his routes from the slot. I mean, yeah, I get why that is, because the best receiver on the roster is Rashee Rice, and he needs role catering. So they're doing all of the role catering for Rashee Rice, which is certainly boosting his fantasy stock. And I think Rashee Rice, it's funny, like I went to chart his week 3 game against the Falcons, and I'm like, I wonder if there's really been any route progression here. You know, is he running more downfield? No, he's not. Same stuff, which is fine. Yeah, he's actually, I think his zone coverage scores are up, so that's going to deserve
that's
like
good.
A tier. That's great. Yeah, we said if he's going to become a high volume targeted player and like a real receiver, he's going to need to get over that 80% success rate versus zone number, which in the games I've charted so far is the case. So like, that's good. He's moving more towards, you know, that like Jarvis Landry, Juju Smith-Schuster type of area that we've talked about with him. But like, that's still the player he is. If you don't have anything else, I don't think you can really run a above average offense through a player just like that, because you're not threatening teams vertically. Like, teams will always defend the Chiefs a certain way because Patrick Mahomes is back there. But
yeah,
dog, you got to have some other guys that you can throw the ball to in the intermediate area outside the numbers. And I just don't think they have the right next. I just really don't think Xavier Worthy is that guy. Like, Xavier Worthy is not a guy that you can go and line up on the outside and have him win against physical corners. He's not that player. He is definitely a guy that if you get him post routes from the slot, if you get him post routes off the line of scrimmage, he can sting you for some big plays. And we will see big Xavier Worthy weeks, but
for sure,
I definitely think it's going to be volatile and there's going to be ups and downs to it. And he's just like this idea that they drafted another fast guy and they just got their next Tyreek Hill. I can't tell you like a less founded in who the player Xavier Worthy is take that uh-huh. is it just is crazy,
right? Well, I mean, and by the way too, it's like, can we, I get that he's fast, but Tyreek Hill is fast and he is muscly, you know,
this guy is
oh my gosh, he's absolutely rocked up, man. Like, come on, bro. Like,
they threw a screen to Xavier Worthy in that week 3 game against the Falcons, and you know, he just like, somebody just brought him down with an arm tackle, like,
right?
You never see Tyreek Hill go down on an arm tackle.
No.
Like, yeah, he is a physical football player. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, in right now, in this league, you've got, if you're going to be an after catch threat, if you're going to like, all right, how do we design touches for this player? Get him the ball underneath. And like, all credit in the world to Rashee Rice. Like, he is that guy. He is in that sort of like, that Amon-Ra St. Brown sort of like corollary of receivers that we talk about. He's kind of, I think he's in that group. Like, he definitely doesn't affect the team. He doesn't affect the game downfield consistently. And, you know, does that, you want to call that limitations? I think you can say that. There are some limitations to his game, but that's okay. He crushes in the role that he's in right now, and he's gonna go down as one of the best picks in fantasy this year because of that. But from a football standpoint, there's something lacking in the Chiefs' offense. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 5.4% of his passes 20-plus yards down the field. All we heard this offseason was, we got speed again, baby. We're throwing the ball deep. Three games into the season, they're not throwing the ball deep.
No. And again, that goes all the way back. I mean, a couple things are happening here. Obviously, having Hollywood Brown as a weapon opposite of Xavier Worthy, I think, definitely takes a lot of these explosive plays off the field. But man, Kelce has looked sluggish as well. Yeah. He just has looked really sluggish. Is he in? I do think it's fair to wonder and ask aloud: is he actually in game shape? It doesn't seem like he is. You know, and I don't know. Look, I don't know if he's in, like, maybe he's out of shape, or if age is just catching up, right? Because he is 35 years old, right? Is it age? Is it that he's just not? I don't know, but he's certainly sluggish on the football field right now. And you talk about having that intermediate threat, guys. That is Travis Kelce. Yeah. You know, that's exactly what Travis Kelce would do. I mean, he was absolutely crushing you in the intermediate area of the football field, right? He's just not getting open right now. He's just, I mean, even if he is getting open, how available is he? You know, like, how open is he? It's tough. And after the catch right now is non-existent for Travis Kelce as well, which was a big part of his game too. Just want to talk about some of Xavier Worthy's prospect numbers here. His prospect profile was that he had a 68% success rate versus man coverage, which was a prospect 44th percentile in the prospect profiles. And then press coverage, 59.5% against press coverage, which is 28th percentile. Pretty good against zone, though. Nearly 81% success rate versus zone coverage. But, Matt, this is just, man, it's tough to watch Kansas City kind of go through this again. We were going through this last year, and it was a problem last year, and it's like, all right, they go get Hollywood Brown, they go get Xavier Worthy, like, all right. They were trying all these deep throws in the preseason. We're like, all right, they're back, baby. They are back, and they are not back. They are not
back. No, they're not back. And, like, look, by the way, could Kelce just be doing what he did last year, which was starting the season slow, and then by the end of the year, it's like, all right, Kelce's cooking again because it's time to go win the Super Bowl. And, you know, could this be Xavier Worthy? They're bringing him along slow, just like they brought Rashee Rice along kind of slow last year. Sure. A little bit different because, like, Xavier Worthy's playing a ton because, I mean, who else are they going to play? Like, you're not going to play Mecole Hardman over him or something like that. That would be crazy. But, yeah, I mean, all these guys are kind of – maybe he's ramped up more at the end of the year. You know, they have a bye in week six. Maybe he's more ramped up after that. But, yeah, I just think that's that I think that the loss of Marquise Brown was sort of kind of hand-waved because Rashee Rice earned so many targets. And, you know, Xavier Worthy is could he just be who Hollywood Brown is? Like, no, man, he's not the same type of player. Like, Hollywood Brown is not a superstar, but he's like a starting NFL receiver who – probably could be better deployed as a slot off-ball player, but like we've seen him have useful seasons as an X receiver before, like an on-the-line player who runs those routes in the intermediate area of the field. I mean, go back and look at his 2023 profile, which wasn't even that good of a year. I mean, especially like 2022 and years like that, it's like digs and curls and slants, like that base, just like NFL offense route tree. That's the thing that they're missing right now. And look, like Kansas City's good enough to just kind of win these ugly games like they did against Atlanta 22-17, you know, win a close game against Cincinnati. Totally fine. They can do that. They're the Chiefs. It's fine. But I just think when we're talking about the ceiling of the offense, it's clear that ceiling is diminished right now.